Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's another Monday, and it's a gorgeous day. I just talked to some of the people from the radio station here, and they've been out at Myrtle Point at the Coos County Fairgrounds getting set up for the fair, which begins tomorrow and runs through next Saturday. So it's going to be an exciting week here in Coos County. If you get an opportunity, go out and enjoy the fair. There's a lot going on. As a matter of fact, if you want to know everything that's happening at the fair, you can go on my website, www.coosnews.com, and click on the fair poster on the home page. I've posted the entire fair schedule, the admission costs and parking costs. Everything is on there that has to do with the fair. Plus, there's several special features on special things that are happening. So if you want to know what's going on at the fair, go on my website and then head on out to the fair. It'll be a great time. I'm going to talk about a number of different things today. I want to talk briefly about the situation with Representative David Wu. You've probably already heard about it. I know Lars Larson was talking about it. And then we're going to get into what's happening on this deficit situation that the United States is facing and what's happening with our president. This guy, in my opinion, and based on hard evidence, with no spin, just the evidence, the guy's an abject failure. And I want to talk about that. If you'd like to join the show, I'd love to hear your opinions. You can give me a call at 541-267-2124. If you're outside the immediate calling area, you can call toll-free at 800-507-5569. And I do want to remind you, you can stream the show live on the internet. You can do that by going to www.kwro.com. Or you can go on my website, www.coosnews.com, and click on the live streaming button, and you can listen to me right over the internet. Right now, I guess the big news in Oregon is Representative David Wu. He's a four-term representative. He represents a district in the northwest corner of the state. And he's had some problems for the last couple years. He was accused of alcoholism. I guess he does have a significant drinking problem. He was accused of raping a young lady when he was in college. And his behavior became extremely erratic to the point that just about all of his senior staff quit here 7 or 8 months ago. And now there's a new issue. Apparently an 18-year-old woman who is the daughter of one of his longtime friends and a donor has come forward and accused him of unwanted sexual advances. Now, Wu has all but admitted the sexual advances, but he's claiming it was consensual, so it's her word against his. And I guess it's who you want to believe, and we don't have any detailed information from either side, but Wu has indicated that he will not step down, will not step aside, and even Nancy Pelosi is now calling for an investigation, an ethics investigation, to determine what should be done. Now, here's a problem with all this, folks. I don't care how the guy lives his life as a private citizen. What I do care about, and what you should care about, is that this is a person that supposedly represents the interest of his constituency in the state of Oregon. He is a representative of the state of Oregon. And I guess my question to you, does his behavior represent you? Is this a kind of behavior that you condone? You know, for many years, the people that we send to Washington, you know, even the people that we send to Salem, seem to think that they are somehow better than the rest of us. They seem to think that they can do what they want. They adopt an imperial attitude that they can use our money and our good name to go do anything they want to with impunity. And by and large, they get away with it because they all cover for one another. It's become an exclusive club. You get into politics at a certain level, and you seem to automatically become immune to the same rules of conduct and the same laws to which the rest of us have to adhere. And I'd like to hear from you. Do you think that David Wu should resign? Or do you think we should just overlook the little quirks in his behavior and let him continue to represent the interests of the people of Oregon? So I want to know what you think. Give me a call here, 541-267-2124. Is this the kind of behavior that we should condone for people that represent our interests? Or don't you care? Maybe you don't care. I don't know. But if you want to weigh in on it, give me a call, 541-267-2124. I guess the president is going to speak to the nation tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And I haven't heard yet exactly what the subject of the speech is going to be, but I think you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to be about the budget and the current battle going on between the White House and the Congress, because that's what it's really about. It's not really the Democrats and Republicans. It's the White House and the Congress. And hopefully there's going to be some solutions presented and at least discussed that'll be agreeable to both the Congress and the President. So we're going to find out at 6 o'clock what that's all about, but I want to give you a little background on this president, as if you didn't already know. You know, sometimes I think here I'm preaching to the choir. I know that most of the people that listen to this show agree with me to a large degree, not totally. I wouldn't expect that. And I do know I have some listeners that totally disagree with me on just about everything, and that's fine too. Because what this show is an open forum so that people who either agree or disagree can call in here. I will put you on the air. You can voice your opinions and let others do the same. The whole premise of governing this country, governing our state, our county, our cities, is an open discussion amongst people. Different people have different ideas. And one of the reasons I started this show was to give people an opportunity to voice their opinion and voice their ideas. And you don't have to agree with me. That's okay. We all see things somewhat differently. I've had a number of people call in that disagreed with me, and sometimes we just agree to disagree. But I do like to hear your opinion, and I think it's important that other people hear your opinion. Who knows, maybe they'll agree with you more than they do with me, which again is just fine with me because I think we need to have that open discussion. But in my opinion, to get back to the subject, I think our president has been an abject failure at everything he's attempted regarding running this country. A week ago last Saturday, I went down to Brookings and I spoke to the Tea Party group there. And what I spoke about predominantly was the attitude that our elected officials, the people in Washington, D.C., and to some degree the people in the various state houses, think that we, the ordinary folks, are just too doggone stupid to make our own decisions. And by and large, if you follow this discussion on the budgeting, you find out that that is very true. The reason the Tea Parties were formed, and it's not one group, it's a bunch of small groups spread out all over the country that are basically like-minded. Tea means taxed enough already. And even though there are, I think there's only like 29% of the voters in the latest poll indicated that they were affiliated with one Tea Party group or another, I think there's a lot more people out there that sympathize with what the Tea Party groups stand for. And yet, we have people in the U.S. Congress, people in the Senate, and the president himself vilifying the people in the Tea Party groups. According to President Obama, we're not smart enough to understand the budgeting. We should leave that to professional politicians. We're just not smart enough. We're going to take a short break here. If you'd like to join the conversation, I'd love to hear what you have to say. Give me a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
Do your vehicle's brakes have you reaching for your ears? How about that? Sound familiar? But where do you get... or those squealing brakes? Instead of, get on in to Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes in Empire. Tom and Giggs has over 35 years of service knowledge and expertise. They're your complete brake and exhaust specialists. Now featuring spray-on bedliners by Permatech, guaranteed not to fade. Tom and Giggs Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes on Schoenemann, across from 7-Eleven in Empire.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, hole-in-the-wall gun shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Have you been feeling confused and bummed out about all the nonsense happening in the world today? Well, now there's help for you and others like you. The NLA, National Lobotomy Association, offers free-to-you, government-funded lobotomy so you too can be a liberal Democrat. This will alleviate the confusion of contradictory agendas and the guilt associated with constant media lies and deceptions. Just call 800-GET-DUMB. That's 800-GET-DUMB and become a liberal Democrat today.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm discussing what's happening with President Obama, what's happening in Washington regarding a lot of things. You know, opposition to Obama's stimulus was actually the origin of the Tea Party groups. Now we know the story of why. A lot of it had to do with the way the stimulus package was sold to the American people. They said it would create 3 million jobs or more. It would keep the unemployment rate under 8% instead of 9% without the stimulus. And it would cost about $787 billion. And, of course, that the jobs were shovel-ready. That was all the claims that we heard from President Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid regarding the stimulus package. But what really happened? There are 1.2 million fewer jobs now than when the stimulus was passed. Unemployment went over 10%. Remember the prediction of limiting it to 8%? And it's still over 9%. It's 9.2 right now. According to what we were told when they were trying to sell the stimulus package, by this point in time, it should be down to 6.8%. A little bit of a disparity there. It actually cost us $814 billion, which was more than the original amount they anticipated. And if you analyze how the stimulus was spent, about a whopping 6% of it went to infrastructure projects. Remember that the job of the stimulus was to provide money for shovel-ready projects to put people back to work and enhance the infrastructure? Only about 6% of it went to infrastructure. And Obama's reaction to all this is, well, he made a joke here a couple weeks ago. He said, well, shovel-ready was not as shovel-ready as we expected. I guess my question is, just what did they expect? Of course, Obama and his minions just blame this on their underestimating the size of the mess they inherited from George W. Bush. Remember, everything that's happened is George W. Bush's fault. But that's been studied by economists. The verdict is that the stimulus itself cost about 1 million private sector jobs. The net job loss was about 595,000. That's the loss of a million plus the job growth gives us a net loss of about 595,000. Hell, we'd been better off with no stimulus at all, just as the Tea Party people said. Now, Obamacare was sold to us as a way to bend the health cost curve downwards. Oh, well, health insurance, just too expensive, the cost of health care. We've got to do something about it. But as it turned out, it's bending the cost curve upward. Health care will be more costly than it would have been without Obamacare. It's so great that in its first year, in the first year of Obamacare, there have been almost 1,500 exemptions granted, including the entire state of Nevada. If it's such a wonderful program, why is everybody getting exempted? And don't forget, that friend of senior citizens, AARP, got an exemption from Obamacare. Now, they didn't get an exemption for their members, people like you that may be members of AARP. No, they got an exemption for their staff. So AARP supported Obamacare, and they get an exemption so they don't have to deal with it, but they expect you, their members, that pay them money, they expect you to deal with it. Hell of a great organization, isn't it? And Obamacare has strangled our economy. The private sector has only been generating about 6,400 jobs a month since Obamacare was passed. Now that's compared to an average of 67,000 jobs before Obamacare. Now, we're never going to return to the pre-recession employment levels at the current pace. All we're going to do is go further and further and further under in the unemployment hole. The bottom line, folks, Obamacare is costing us over 60,000 jobs per month. You know, it never ceases to amaze me. Every week, they come out with the new employment numbers. And all of the pundits and all of the mainstream media are so surprised. Oh, my God, we are so surprised. This blindsided unemployment went up again. What planet do these people live on? How smart do you have to be to figure out that no business in its right mind is going to hire employees today if they don't know what the cost of those employees are going to be tomorrow? That's what's strangling our employment numbers. Businesses are not hiring because they don't know what the cost per employee is going to be. And the other side of that is that many businesses, a lot of small businesses, even if they do hire employees and even with their existing employees, when Obamacare kicks into its next phase next year, they're not going to provide health plans for their employees. They're going to say no. It's going to be cheaper for those businesses to pay the fines to the government than it will be to provide health care packages to their employees. So what's going to happen to all those employees that suddenly have the rug pulled out from under them and find out that they don't have a health care plan through their employer? Well, they're going to go into the insurance pool that Obamacare sets up, and we all get to pay. So what's that going to do? It's going to drive the cost of health care even higher. It's a lose-lose-lose situation any way you look at it. Something else that Obama has done that directly influences employment is his drilling moratorium for oil. According to a new study, merely picking up the pace of granting oil drilling permits will go a long way in producing jobs throughout the U.S. It would also add to the gross domestic product, and it would reduce our dependency on foreign oil sources. That isn't the way Obama wants to go, by the way. He wants to reduce our dependence on foreign oil by going with green weenie energy that has never made it in the marketplace. If green energy were viable, there would be entrepreneurs out there right now, this moment, becoming gazillionaires from it. But the only way green energy works economically is if they take money out of your pocket to subsidize it. If we go back to drilling for oil, next year alone, just in 1 year, it could mean 230,000 new jobs, $44 billion more dollars added to our gross domestic product, 150 million more barrels of oil, and $15 billion less for imported oil. But because of Obama's policy of dragging their feet on permitting, 12 oil rigs, 12 of these big rigs, have already left the Gulf of Mexico for other places where they can drill and make money. And you know what? Even if the policy changes, those rigs probably aren't coming back. It costs a lot of money to move those rigs and set them up and drill. And the oil companies, along with all of their stockholders, along with the American public that buys fuel, all got the shaft by President Barack Hussein Obama. We're going to take another short break here. I'd like to hear your views on this. Do you agree with what President Obama has done? Or do you agree with me that he's screwed up? That the guy is an abysmal failure? I want to know what you think. Give me a call. 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a good mechanic? At Tom's Bulldog Automotive, located on Highway 101 in the Bunker Hill area of Coos Bay, they offer dealer quality service and repairs at lower prices. They're locally owned and operated, so you get the personal attention you need. First, they listen to you, then they listen to your vehicle. Their ASE certified technicians perform only the services you ask for. No surprises. If you're looking for trustworthy, top-notch vehicle care, Tom's Bulldog Automotive is the place. They take a bite out of the high cost of vehicle repairs. Call them today at 541-269-0399.
Stop by Jim Vick Auto Sales in their new location on the corner of Virginia and Broadway in North Bend. You'll find just the right vehicle at just the right price. They've got a broad selection of quality inspected cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in every price range. Jim Vick has been in the car business for over 40 years in this area and has served three generations of Bay Area residents. Give Jim a call at 541-808-2400. That's Jim Vick Auto Sales for your next vehicle.
If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business. Wow, do we have an incredible offer for you today on Amberen. You're not going to want to miss out on this opportunity. Everybody goes through menopause differently, and women are reporting that Amberen works amazingly fast. Best news of all, it works on everything. The hot flashes, to feeling more emotionally balanced, to losing weight. I'm even talking stubborn belly fat. Amberen is the hormone balancing breakthrough that relieves menopause symptoms 100% naturally. Now, in the 5 years since Amberen hit the market, it's got a 92.6% success rate. No matter what your menopause symptoms are, this is the way to get rid of them. None of those scary artificial hormones going into your body. Amberen makes hot flashes and night sweats disappear. All right, here's the deal. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-586-6065. That's 1-800-586-6065. 1-800-586-6065.
All right, imagine opening up your front door and then coming face to face with your identity thief. You know, the criminal who didn't just use your credit cards. This crook knows where you live. Now, that's what Fox News reported about one woman. Now, fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock, who alerted her that someone was buying cell phones with her identity. Now, the phones were being shipped to her home, where the thieves would lie in wait. Now, imagine a criminal staking out your house, watching your family. Now, she said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known that they were coming, and that LifeLock services are legit, and they do what they say they'll do, and it's worth every penny. Now, LifeLock is on a mission to stop all identity theft from starting, and right here with our listeners, you can protect yourself. Now, the call takes less than 5 minutes, plus you will receive 10% off your LifeLock membership. Mention promo code Hannity when you call 1-800-440-4836. 1-800-440-4836. On the web, it's LifeLock.com, promo code Hannity.
Have you lost money in the stock market due to the negligence of your stockbroker? Want to recover your money? Then 1-800-STOCK-LOSS is the number to call. That's 1-800-STOCK, as in stock market, loss. 1-800-STOCK-LOSS represents clients who place their trust in their stockbroker and suffered losses. 1-800-STOCK-LOSS has successfully recovered substantial settlements for their clients through arbitration. You can recover money lost with your broker through arbitration. This includes mutual funds and IRA accounts. 1-800-STOCK-LOSS will hold your brokerage house responsible for your losses and has a 95% success rate. 1-800-STOCK-LOSS offers a free consultation. Calls are kept strictly confidential. Call 1-800-786-2556. The consultants will receive their fee only after they recover your money. So call 1-800-STOCK-LOSS. Recovery time frame is limited. Call 1-800-STOCK-LOSS now.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. During the break here, Daryl was telling me about, he picked up a copy of The Advocate. It's a local newspaper that's published by the Democrat Party espousing their Marxist and communist ideals. And he mentioned that there was a picture of school kids.
Yeah, there was a picture of high school kids with their Obama 2012 stickers, and the article read about what they were going to be doing to support President Obama's reelection, and how they thought he was doing a great job. And it was, to me, it was sad, considering the state of our country. But then it goes to show what they're being taught is... I guess their value structure is being reprogrammed a little bit.
In schools.
In school.
This comes from the schools. And it isn't necessarily the teachers that are at fault. It's groups like NEA, National Education Association, and OEA, the Oregon Education Association. Although, for the life of me, I don't understand why collective bargaining groups get to choose curriculum, but they do.
Well, it was part of the collective bargaining.
Right. They get to choose a curriculum. So they're teaching our kids, basically, to be good little idiots, be good little liberals, and don't have a clue about reality. And the reason that the little darlings are supporting Obama is because he's doing so much to save the planet. They don't understand that their lifestyle is going to positively suck when they get old enough to start supporting themselves because of the way this idiot's spending money like a drunken sailor.
Yeah, now, pretty much 70 cents on the dollar will go to the government, and they'll be able to keep about 22%. Or yeah, 22%.
Yeah. You also mentioned something about your daughter.
Well, we were having a conversation. My daughter listens to the show. If she's not actually in the studio, she has her radio on and she listens. And so she was asking questions about some of the decisions that Obama had made, and was questioning me, was he really a bad president? And my answer was, in my opinion, yes, and here's why. And we started talking about taxation during a struggling economy. And I shared with her his own quote that it's, you know, in hard times you don't raise taxes. That's just not what you do. But that was the candidate Obama. It's a different person now that he's president. He doesn't have to abide by those promises. And it's her eyes started to open up a little bit. And she's like, well, he's doing, you know, a lot of wonderful things, just like Roosevelt did some wonderful things. And I said, well, you know what? We've got a lot of really funky old buildings running around here because of President Roosevelt. You know, the money he put out built Madison School. The money he put out built all of these
Public works projects.
Right. Yeah. And I said, but the only thing it really did was it just drove the country further and further in debt, because all you're doing is you're taking borrowed money and spending it.
Yeah, he basically extended the Depression.
Extended the Depression by a good 4 to 8 years, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, his Secretary of State at the time, Steward, it was a couple years after Roosevelt passed away, and he made a public statement that, in his opinion, Roosevelt's programs extended the Depression by 4 to 5 years.
4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And so, but it goes back to what we're seeing with the kids is, they see the warm and fuzzy side of it. Oh, he put all these people to work, and that was a good thing to do, instead of focusing on getting the economy stabilized so that they can be put back to work in the private sector.
Right. But this president we have now isn't even doing that.
Correct.
He's not even stabilizing the economy.
No.
And that's the sad part, folks. We have not learned from the past. And not only have we not learned, but now we have our schools that you and I pay dearly for, by the way, $10,000 a year per student we get to pay. And they're not even teaching the kids the facts. They're teaching them lies. They're teaching them that this piece of garbage we've got in the White House is actually doing good. And don't forget, this is the president that, when he was a U.S. senator, said that he was against raising the debt ceiling. He said the only reason you raise the debt ceiling was because of poor leadership.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. And he voted against it.
That's when HW wanted to get.
Yeah.
George
Bush.
Yeah. George 41.
George W. Bush. It was lack of leadership that caused us to have to raise the debt ceiling. Well, what's the excuse now, Mr. President? Why do we need to raise the debt ceiling now, Mr. President?
Well, because the circumstances have changed. We have a different president.
Oh, is that it?
Well, that's the only thing I can think
yeah.
of.
You know,
the rules change when you're in the hot seat.
Or you want to get reelected.
Yeah. Point taken.
Yeah. You know, he made another comment when the Republicans started floating the idea of a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced budget. The president said, well, he says, why would we need a balanced budget? It's up to the Congress to balance the budget. That's their job. I think he just made the point for us. They haven't done a very good job. You know, right now, we're in the middle of a budget fight. And the Tea Party's getting the blame for most of the mainstream media and all the liberal pundits out there. The truth is that the Democrats have not even written, much less passed a budget of any kind in over 2 years. What they do, they simply attack everybody else's ideas, but they do not present anything of their own in writing. And, of course, while the mainstream media trumpets the efforts of Obama to work with the mean old obstinate Republicans, they conveniently ignore all the polls that indicate that the American public overwhelmingly supports the ideas of no tax increases and not raising the debt ceiling. It's a 2-to-1 margin. 66% do not want the debt ceiling raised. 66% do not want taxes raised to deal with the budget problem. But you will not hear that from the mainstream media. The mainstream media, ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, they're nothing more than a cheering section for Obama. You know, I read literally hundreds of articles a day from various sources, and I read the ones from the liberal side as much as I do from the conservative side, because I don't think either side's telling the whole truth. But you know something that's happened in the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 months, it's become obvious. The mainstream media, and probably ABC is the worst, has actually become more of a cheering section for Obama than have some of the liberal websites and some of the liberal blogs. My God, ABC puts them to shame. It makes the Huffington Post look like a right-wing organization by comparison. The media is lying to you, people. They are flat lying. And it's not your fault if you don't know the truth, because the people that are supposed to be telling you the truth are blatantly lying to you. Now, we expect it from the politicians. Politicians lie. That's just a fact of life. I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, or communist. They all lie. That's a fact of life. Always has been. You know, when you grow up, you get used to it. But the media is supposed to be telling you what's really going on, and they're not doing it. Even Fox, who's been accused of being a right-wing mouthpiece for the mean old Republicans, Fox oftentimes, now I haven't caught them actually lying, but I have caught them in many omissions that they should have brought up and brought forward to the people, and they didn't. Now I do understand that to some degree they've got to be careful, because this current administration is fully capable of pulling their broadcast license. They've been trying desperately to reinstate what's called the Fairness Doctrine, which means that if you're not a lying, knuckle-dragging liberal, you shouldn't even be on the air. But that's what we've come to, folks. Now, getting back to this budget thing, you know, Democrats have actually presented nothing. The Republican-led House actually passed a budget on schedule last April. The Senate Democrats voted it down. Obama proposed a budget in February. The Congressional Budget Office scored it as having a 10-year cumulative deficit of $9.5 trillion. It was so horrible that the Democrat-led Senate voted it down too, by a vote of 97 to nothing. Zero senators supported Obama's budget. Okay, we've got a caller, but I'll tell you what. We need to take a break. I'm a little over time. Let's take the break. I'll go right to the phones. Please stay with us. I'll be right back.
Need tires for your car, truck, RV, travel trailer, or ATV? Far West Tire Factory, located on Highway 101 just north of the Red Lion Motel, has everything you need. They sell all the name brands you're familiar with. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, Uniroyal, Goodrich, ProComp, and Dunlap. And the best bargain on the market today, Kelly Springfield Tires. They're a really good deal on a great tire. Far West Tire Factory also specializes in custom wheels, shocks, brakes, alignments, lube and oil filters, coolant and transmission flushes, and tune-ups. Far West Tire Factory is one of almost 200 locally owned and operated tire factory stores in the 10 western states, so they'll serve all of your automotive needs wherever you travel.
Don't you love really fresh seafood? Fish, clams, oysters, scallops, and chowder? Now it's available right in the heart of downtown Coos Bay. The Pyramid, located upstairs in the old City Hall building, is an upscale seafood restaurant serving the freshest seafood dinners every evening from 5 to 9 p.m. Of course, at the Pyramid, you can also enjoy your favorite adult beverage along with your dinner and dance to a live band on Saturday night. On Mondays, treat yourself to tacos for just $1 each, and Wednesdays are our special day for seasoned citizens. The Pyramid, the new option for fine dining and dancing in downtown Coos Bay. Enjoy fine dining at the Pyramid tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. As promised, we're going to go right to the phone. We're going to talk to Rich out in Ten Mile Lakes. Rich, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day.
Hey, I got a thought. You know,
okay.
About 13, it's either 13% or 18% of the United States is owned by foreign nationals.
Right.
Why don't we put a 10% tax if you are not a citizen of the United States and do not live in the United States right on their property tax? And it's send all that money over there to pay the deficit. You know, that way no American, no money out of our pocket. But if they want to buy land here, they got to pay a little extra. What do you think of that idea?
Well, you know, some countries have tried that, and what it did, it discouraged investment in the country from outside sources, and it hurt the economy. And I think it probably would here as well.
The only thing I was thinking is if they did that, you know, markets are dead. You couldn't sell anything now.
Yeah.
So, hey, you know, you get 10% off these guys for a little while, and then if it starts discouraging them, drop it.
Well, that might not be a bad idea. What do you think about the idea of, you know, since you're talking about foreigners, how about the idea of cutting all people who are in this country illegally, cut them off, no taxpayer benefits whatsoever in any way, shape, or form, period?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, that right
that's
there.
That's what's killing us, too. You know, my brother lives down in California, and my God, you know, the money going out is just absolutely insane.
Oh,
and their taxes are sky high.
I know, and, it's almost gotten to the point. I've got anecdotal evidence from two people I know that live in California that work in the construction industry. And the illegals have actually taken over the labor unions down there to the point that if you don't speak Spanish, if you're not one of them, you can't get a job in construction.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, illegal aliens are driving Americans out of jobs because they're not part of the illegal bunch.
Yeah, it's a mess. And I don't, you know, with the Democrats in there, I don't think anything's going to happen.
Well,
you
probably
know, 'cause that's their
not.
Voting base.
Well, one of the things that is happening is Obama and his cohorts are trying to slip the DREAM Act under the into effect behind our backs. You know, that would, in essence,
make them all legal.
Yeah, it'd make them legal and give them all the benefits that we as citizens, legal citizens, take for granted. But, you know, we could save billions of dollars a year. And how many more jobs would it create if we got rid of the illegals?
Create a ton.
You know, it would help alleviate our unemployment problem. It would alleviate a lot of problems. How about the cost of educating them? And, you know, some states have even granted the children of illegal aliens in-state tuition for higher education. Now, this is so counterproductive, I can't believe that nobody sees it. So what if we spend extra money to give these children of illegals an education, they still can't get a job?
Exactly. You know?
So why are we spending the money?
Well, what do you think about the tariff, putting tariffs back on imports?
Well, again, that turns into a it turns into a slippery slope. If we start doing that, then a lot of our trading partners are going to do the same to us, and it ends up being a zero-sum game.
Okay.
The fact is, whether we like it or not, it's a world economy, and the United States have become the largest consumers simply because regulation and green weenie ideas have driven most of our manufacturing offshore. We're no longer a producing nation. We are a consuming nation. And if we start putting tariffs on the things that we consume, you know, we're basically cutting our own throat.
Yeah. I was just thinking maybe we'd get a couple jobs back on this side of the pond.
Well, I think the only way that's going to happen, Rich, is if we ease up on some of the ridiculous regulation and quit looking at business as the never-ending well of money that politicians want to tap into. You know, when they talk about taxing the rich, what they're really talking about is taxing business, and particularly small business.
Oh, trust me, I tried to start a little T-shirt business, kind of anti-Obama T-shirts.
That ought to do well.
Oh, you know what it did? It got me audited. I've never been audited in my life. I got two audits in the same year.
Gee,
one right after another. Boom, boom. I had the IRS all over my case.
Well, yeah. Well. Who do those auditors ultimately work for?
Exactly.
You know, heaven forbid we have anybody out there using their First Amendment rights to express themselves. If it embarrasses the liar in chief.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, they were on me one right after another. Boom, boom.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I've got a really good CPA.
Well,
I got out from under him, and you know, was able to prove everything I said was right. But man,
well,
kind of let you know, Big Brother is looking.
Oh yeah, they are, and probably more so than any past administration. Of course, you know, we never had a past administration that had all these czars in charge of keeping an eye on the American people. There's an interesting thing. The Department of Homeland Security produced a video. I didn't watch the whole thing because it really ticked me off, but I watched part of it, and it reminded me of the old newsreels I used to see regarding Nazi Germany. The brown shirts, you know, turn in your parents if you think that they don't support the Reich. Well, it's basically what this video is doing. It's telling everybody to keep an eye on everybody else and turn them in if you think that they're a danger, not necessarily to America, but to the regime. And that's scary stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's ordinary people, folks that, like, listen to this show, that they were singling out, predominantly white, middle class, Christian, firearm owners that disagree with Obama. According to that video, these are the potential terrorists. And the people that they were appealing to in this video were basically blacks, Hispanics, and Muslims.
Oh, man.
So what they're trying to do, they're trying to turn America against itself. You've heard the term, haven't you, Rich, divide and conquer?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it appears to me that that's exactly what's happening. Look at how polarized our country's become.
Oh, yeah. Class warfare, too. Big
well, and that's it. The class warfare is a major part of that. You know, it used to be that America was considered the land of opportunity. Anybody could grow up to be anything they wanted. You know, you could grow up to be president if you wanted it bad enough and if you worked hard enough. But now we've become a land of where, well, if you're successful, we're going to kick you in the butt, take away what you've earned, and give it to somebody that hasn't worked that hard.
Yeah.
And it's almost become a crime to be successful in America.
And, oh, yeah.
And look at the dependency class that we have created that supports this nonsense.
Well, that and look at the restrictions on land use and everything else. My God, you know, you got to jump through so many hoops to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's absurd.
Yeah, especially in Oregon, you know, you're entitled to buy land and you're entitled to pay taxes on land, but you are not entitled to use it for any purpose that might make you happy or might derive an income.
Yeah.
That's what we've become, and it's all part and parcel of the same type of central government control that we saw in the communist Soviet Union, that we see in China. And doesn't anybody see that it's exactly the same thing?
Yeah, you see it, but what do? You know?
You vote for somebody else. That's all we can do. Maybe get involved with the Tea Party group.
Done that one, too.
Yeah.
So.
And that's all we can do, Rich. And, of course, listen to the Jim Bice Show, because I tell you the truth.
I love your show. Really great. I look forward to every Monday.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate it. We're up against the clock here. We've got top of the hour break. So I do thank you for your call, Rich. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, he brought up some valid points. A lot of people have a lot of great ideas. You need to think things through on this. You know, one of the problems that we have in this country is we have forgotten cause and effect. Newton's third law, for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction, applies to everything. What you do today is going to have an impact tomorrow or next week or next year. We need to think ahead and plan for those consequences. We're going to take a break here. We're going to hear some news and some other information. Please stay with us. I'll be right back.
The Southern